Ryan Buck, farm in Goodhue County, Mesa Township, raise corn and soybeans.
Ryan, let's talk about how much rain your area has received here in the last, I don't know, days, couple weeks, and some of the problems that moisture has caused.
You know, in our area, it's varied from, like, where I live, we're probably at about 3 inches. You go 10 miles north, and they're pushing 4 to 5 inches. You get south of us, and they've had even more than that. And that's probably, you know, in the last two-week period. For the most part, you know, we've had some minor flooding, you know, but you get down by the river ground, like some of the stuff I've got is along the Mississippi, and that's starting to come up, and there's starting to get to be water in there. And I think, you know, assessing it last night, I think there were like 10 acres underwater so far. So we'll see, you know, what happens when it crests here and what it looks like after that. The fishing's good, though. The fish were in there, so.
Well, and that's what I really wanted to talk about today, because as I was scrolling my Facebook feed yesterday, I'll admit, I tend to go pretty fast, but what you posted, the video, caught my eye, and I had to give you a call. So take me through what I'm watching there, where you were at. I assume that was one of your soybean fields that the video was taken at.
Yeah, so this soybean field is in the farthest northern part of Goodhue County, close to the Dakota County line, actually down real close to the Mississippi River and where the Vermilion River meet. And I was driving along, you know, checking it yesterday, and I had gone past the field and turned around so I could see it on my driver's side, and I pulled in the field driveway, and I thought, what is flopping around down there? I pulled down further, and here it looked like they were carp, so shit, there must have been, I bet there was 20 of them out there, and the water in that area had started to go back down, actually, so they were stuck there. So, and I had to laugh. About a mile down the road, there were some guys fishing along the river, and I thought, well, you could just come up to the field and pick them up. You wouldn't even have to throw a line in the water.
So I have to ask, did you do anything about those carp that were just kind of stuck out there, or are you just going to let nature take its course?
No, we're just going to let nature take its course.
Have you seen anything like that before?
Well, it flooded a couple years ago, and I didn't see it. They weren't jumping out of the water like they were yesterday, but I'm pretty sure they were swimming around out there. But it'll be interesting, you know, if the water does continue to go down, what it looks like in a day or so. They might all be laying by the road.
I had to laugh, too, at some of the comments to your video on Facebook. Somebody complimenting you on venturing into aquaculture, and others joking about some added fertilization with the fish in the field.
Yeah, we're trying to do everything possible to make a buck.
Ryan, anything else related to the weather? I know it was a challenging spring for a lot of folks with the late April snow and the moisture. But overall, how do you assess things right now?
You know, overall, everything in our area looks really good. Our crop came up really nice. We had good emergence. You know, we had a lot of heat there early on to get things going. We've obviously had plenty of moisture. So things look really, really good. There's a lot of potential there. The only thing right now is, you know, we were hoping we could get going spraying soybeans here. We were hoping to have started on Wednesday, but that hasn't happened yet. So for the most part, though, you know, our pre-emerge spray has been doing a pretty good job of keeping things pretty clean. You know, got some borders that are starting to get dirty with some grass and stuff. So hopefully it'll stop raining here and we can get back out in the field and get that stuff taken care of.
Now, I'm not sure if you planted some dicamba-tolerant soybeans this year, but if you did, that June 20th deadline has come and gone. Did that impact your weed management program this year?
We were going to spray some, but yeah, that has impacted it now, so we'll have to go back to the drawing board when it dries out. We were able to get a little bit on before it started raining here 10 days ago on some edges and stuff that we wanted to get cleaned up in the waterways and stuff. So we, like I said, we'll have to go back to the drawing board here once it dries out and figure out what we want to do now.
Now, was that something, especially when you heard that the State Department of Ag was going to enforce the temperature and date cutoffs, where you thought we better have a plan B in case something like this occurred?
Well, we kind of always thought about it in the back of our mind, but we never thought that it'd be a huge issue. And the date, I mean, the cutoffs, I think are a little early, but I'm not the one making the rules, so we'll just have to follow them.